Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking in flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight we have Mueller Madness. Yes, it's the brackets where all these, it's hilarious that has all these, because all these Democrats, see, remember.
If you put a Sean Hannity face, you could be in the brackets. I was rolling.
It's hilarious. But what you don't realize is all these Democrats were told for months and months and months, there's no way in heck Trump can win the election. Then he won the election. And they're like, huh? We were told there was a 100% chance he would lose. And then the 100% chance he would lose came to once he won, oh, there's Russia collusion. He couldn't have won on his own. And now that he's won, everyone is all scrambling and I want to get into that. I also want to get into, should Hillary Clinton now be investigated? You know, her committee chairman, John Podesta. I mean, all you have to do is pay-per-view her hanging or her going to jail, and you'd pay for the wall 10 times over and the national debt and everything else. Get into that.
We would probably be able to buy a country or two.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Oh, I know. Elizabeth Warren is saying that blacks should get retribution for being slaves. What about my Pennsylvania coal miner ancestry who were slaves in the coal mines, who prayed that they were slaves because they were treated so bad? Not even funny. And if you have a job that has benefits and has, you know, things that you get for having a job, you know, like breaks and stuff, thank the coal miners. You know, the analog clocks, you know, with the two, with the big hand and the small hand, they're taking them out of schools because kids can't read them and they can't teach them how to read. I mean, that's pretty bad when a teacher can't teach a kid how to read an analog clock because they don't know how to read them. CVS products are now being sold in 800-plus pharmacies around America and in my great state of Indiana. I'll get into that. Portland, $6.08 of an ounce cannabis futures. Does that, I mean, if it gets legal, prices are going to plummet.
Yeah.
When I get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Revelations chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place you an open door that no one can shut. You've had a little strength, but you've kept my word not to deny my name. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And welcome to this Tuesday edition of the conversation. Yeah, I had the Vaseline ready because I had to pay my taxes. You know, I'm actually getting, for the first time in many, many years, getting money back. That's mine, you know, since I gave since the government stole my money, I'm stealing some of it back. I'm going to get into that and much, much more. So welcome. Thank you for tuning in. As I tell people, folks, if I can't see anyone, so if you want to shout out and say hi or ask a question, leave it in the comments below. Or if you're on Blog Talk Radio, there's a phone number if you want to call in. I get sometimes, I think the new pranking, because when we were kids, you would call up someone and you look for funny names like Harry Richards or like Harry Beaver, some weird name, and you'd call them up and prank them. Now I've gotten kids calling on my Blog Talk Radio program and doing that, like not knowing what it is. But I do have a loyal following on Blog Talk, and I have people, a lot of black conservatives, I do have some liberals, but I do have a lot of people that are like, okay, I come from another country. You want socialized medicine? I come from that country. I come from where they have this. I come from that. It's bullcrap. Okay, yeah. well, okay, breast exam, yeah, you can have one, but the health minister of France says you don't really need one until you're 95. So yeah, you can have one, but the government ain't gonna pay for it until you're 95. And that's what, you know, but this, we have this society. I mean, when I was in school, you know, I would go home, Mom, the teacher said I'm stupid. Well, did she call anyone else stupid? No, just me, Mom. That's because you're stupid. See, the teacher went to school to find out who's stupid and who's not stupid. You know, the teachers were able to teach you. Now, kids in schools can't read an analog clock. You know, the round clock with the two, with the big hand and the little hand, they can't read that. And it's so bad that the teachers can't even teach it. I mean, you think if you're a teacher, you'd be, okay, well, we're going to solve this problem by keeping the analog clocks, and we're going to teach people how to read that time. They can't teach them. So they probably got to go out and get some $7,000 digital clocks. This world is messed up. You know, it's gone from ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, to the other way around. I mean, when I was in school, if I got in trouble or if I didn't do something, I got in trouble at home. I got, you know, if I got spanked at school, Lord, I didn't get in trouble at school because my mom worked for the school corporation, so it'd be found out instantly. So I had to be good. Not that I wasn't. I was a joker and stuff in school, as many of my friends will know. But my thing is, when I was in school, if you got disciplined, you got disciplined at home. Now, a kid gets, why did you hit my kid? Why did you discipline my kid? I want to know right now. We're getting an attorney, you know. Now, the whole society's changed. You know, you have teachers that can't teach how to read an analog clock. So you have to get rid of them because kids can't read them. It's this whole society, these kids that are marching. How can we ban people? How can we have a travel ban? Well, okay, when you sit down and you talk to the kid, wait a minute. Okay, we're going to have a party at your house. No, man, we're not just going to party in my house. I'm not just going to let people in my house. I'm going to make sure that they're cool and they're safe and they're not going to rob me. That's fine. That's fair. So you want to vet them? Sure. But you're out here against vetting. Don't you want to make sure that people coming into America are vetted and that they're safe and they're not going to have a bomb strapped to them and kill people?
Misty Richards commented and said, maybe teachers should homeschool so they can teach about being completely regulated. It's getting so bad.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you have these kids that are like, well, you're marching against vetting, but here you're saying you want it. You don't know what you want. And I've said this many, many times. These kids were taught, okay, it's a billion, 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 billion to one odds that Trump will win the election. There's no way in hell he's going to win. Then they were like, what? Huh? What do you mean he won? I was told he was going to lose 100%.
Well, honey, the thing is, I cannot tell you. The teacher that taught me U.S. history for 4 years, made me the Republican that I am, loved this country, besides my dad, being a vet,
yeah,
and stuff like this. I cannot tell you if he was a Democrat or a Republican. Never came into the teachers. He just read what the history book said.
Yeah.
Study, go find this. Do this project, do this.
And that's true. And that's how it was. I didn't know any of my teachers.
It wasn't in the school like it was is now.
Like when I took U.S. history and I've taken world history and stuff, okay, we're going to, he recorded the State of the Union address of Bill Clinton, and he explained what he was doing, okay? He's going to come down. He's going to shake people's hands. He's going to greet the speaker. He's going to do this. And it wasn't, well, can you believe he said that? Can you believe this? Do you believe that? That can't be. That's a lie. He wasn't. It was just, this is what he does, and this is what he says. And
this is why he
does it.
It's
not, it wasn't politically motivated. Hello, Tommy. Thank you for tuning in, and Esty, thank you so much for chiming in. Thank you for all you who are listening. And if you're, because I have listeners on Blog Talk Radio from all over, okay? pick this and go forward, because I know a lot of people listen for like the last 15 minutes of the conversation when I talk a lot about European football. As many of you know, I'm a huge European football fan. I love rugby, you know, but those countries, we've learned. That's why we're here. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to protect us from overreaching government. If these schools are so regulated, I mean, if I was a teacher, I wouldn't even touch a kid, because you touch the kid, well, you hit my kid. And you hit the kid. No, I didn't. I just touched. Well, yeah, I touched him, hit him, you know. They're suing the school now. We're going to have to let you go. I mean, but you have these kids that all of a sudden Trump and the Mueller investigation came out that he did nothing wrong, which we knew that. Now they're like, oh, well, no, well, we think they're hiding stuff. He's getting away with this. No, this is bull crap. He got away with it. You know, I'm going to accept there's collusion there, but for some reason, Mueller didn't think there was enough to go beyond the shadow of reasonable doubt that, you know, whatever. They just don't know how to handle this because Trump won. They, like, who is it? Bill Maher was saying that, sorry, we need to have a recession. If Americans need to basically collapse, I want Americans to suffer. I want America to fall apart. If that's what it takes to get Trump out, great. Oh, that's not safe. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you're hoping America falls apart so that they can blame Trump and get him out of office? Come on. That is... And these people buy it. I'm BS, you know, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, if you don't know, they are leading the Democrats by double digits. But you have these kids that don't know anything, that are just, oh, everything's just going to be handed to me. Everything's going to be free. College is going to be free. Everything's just going to be handed to me. Why have a currency? I watched that. Especially today, because not many people know this, they still make $2 bills. And there's been people arrested partially for trying to pass off a $2 bills. And when they get the police, they go, what's wrong with this? Yeah, this is counterfeit. It's a $2 bill. What's counterfeit about it? It's a $2 bill. Yeah, what's counterfeit about it? They make $2 bills, and they didn't realize that there's actually $2 bills. And, you know, it's gotten to, once the police come and they explain to the cashier that there is such a thing as a $2 bill, which I have a couple. They're not rare. You can go to the bank and order $1 million worth of them. You know, but people collect and hoard them thinking they're valuable, but they're not. So if you got them, use them and spend them. But why? Like, I went to Domino's, and I said this on the conversation 2 weeks ago. And I gave the guy cash, and the kid looked at me like he'd never seen it before. Like, what do I do with this? How do you swipe this? He had no clue what cash is. You know, see back before, and I'm going to give you all, because I'm a huge coin nut. Back before 1964, before, all our currency contained gold and silver. All the nickels, dimes, and quarters, and dollars and half dollars contained silver. And paper money was just a promise to pay you real money. That's what gold and silver, that's what real currency was. When you had real quarters, that's why they had cashier desks that were made out of special materials, so that when you took change out and you hit it, you could tell by the sound of it if it contained actual gold and silver. That's why if you ever look at a quarter or nickel or dime, they have a ribbed edge. The reason why they have that ribbed edge is so that back in the day, they used to shave off the outside of the coins or take and punch out that rim. So if you do that to a lot of coins, you can melt that down and have a bunch of silver or gold. And that was to prevent that from happening. That's why a lot of coins, they'll either have like imprinting or engraving around micro engraving around the outside of it, or it'll have some sort of like a border so that you can tell if money's been tampered with. You know, and it's just when these kids don't know this stuff, they don't teach. I worked with a girl that she only knows 9/11 from a history book. And I'm like, I thought it was a Die Hard because they had Die Hard 2 is on today. And, you know, part one had the building, part two had the airports. And what do you think? You know, is this one where they put the planes in the airports? You know, now we have these people that took down the towers in our government that don't want us to have freedom. You know, these very kids that are marching that, you know, no one's above the law. No one's above the law. You know, we need to get Trump out of here. No one's above the law. All these kids that are protesting are going to be marching in that same fashion, but to try to get everything back that they had taken from them. That's what people don't realize that. The whole point of the Second Amendment was to protect us from an ever-controlling government. That's why when England tried to take us over, we fought back. We said, no. We fought back. Before Trump was even elected, oh, we're working on impeaching him. He needs to be impeached. I don't care how. Who cares? He's going to be impeached because I don't care. America has to fail. We have to. America has to fall apart. The economy can't grow. Trump has to get out. Well, no. It's sad when you have so many people that want this country to fall apart to blame Trump. Black people are supporting Trump in record numbers. Black unemployment is skyrocketing. You know, I jokingly put it like this. There are people that believe in blind faith that I don't have to see Jesus to know he exists. I don't have to see God to know he exists. But when it comes to Bigfoot or a UFO or anything else, oh, where's the evidence of the ghost? Show me. Show me Bigfoot. I want to see physical evidence. Oh, well, you need physical evidence to prove Bigfoot, but not Jesus. You know, people on the left have to see. They don't have to have physical proof. If you say Trump murdered 20 people, they believe you. But if it came to Obama and actual video footage of him saying something, they won't believe you until you show them the video footage of him supporting a wall. And then like, he what? I didn't know that. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all those people wanted a wall. If Trump would have been against a wall from the beginning, the liberals would have been supporting a wall. And then he could have caved to them and said, hey, you know what? We got to be bipartisan here. I'm going to cave to them. We're going to build the wall. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Bill Clinton all in one, so let's have the wall. That's what he should have done. That's what should have happened, but, But as, you know, I talk to people all the time, you know, because like if I'm out there, people that know me and like, hey, do you do that show? And yeah, you know, so you'll get asked questions. As long as people are polite, I'll engage or whatever, you know, or when you sit there and your paycheck's messed up and what the heck, and then you find out that, oh, because they didn't pass these, because they have, like when they don't pass a budget and there's these tax cuts in place and, you know, and you get more taken out of your paycheck and all this stuff because of it, you know, I didn't know that. And like, it doesn't matter if you're right, left, middle, whatever, you know, if you're very independent libertarian like me, if you're conservative like that I am, or if you're socialist, whatever, you know, back it up. If you can back up how you're going to pay for this free healthcare and free college and free everything. If you can back it up and say, okay, here's the numbers, and you show me, okay, yeah, without taxing the American people, without, you know, because, you know, there's no such thing as government funded. It's all American people funded, folks. Let me just get that out there. You know, government funded means it's coming out of your paycheck. You know, politicians need to be changed like diapers. Often and frequently for the same reason. You know, that's the thing. People just frustrates me. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. If you can show me that, yeah, I can pay for everything, everything's free, I'll show you how you can still have a great life and have free medical and free college and everything's paid for. Without taxing, without increasing tax, and eliminate taxes at the same time, because you know before we had taxes, we still had hospitals, schools, roads, and military. We still had all that. You know, so, but, you know, it's crazy because you have this, all this stuff that's going on in this world. Like you have, like today, if you saw in the news, you know, there's lots of talk of, you know, Judge Sinan from Fox News replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's a big movement to get this, and I'm like, yes, sir, right on. And but with, because I had a buddy one time ask me about what I thought about the judges and different things. I'm like, you should be a judge. You shouldn't be a judge. It should be down the middle. You shouldn't be like, I'm going to vote what a socialist would vote, or I'm going to vote what a conservative would vote. It should be right down the middle. It should be down the middle. You should be like, okay, this is the law. How am I going to apply it? You know, I mean, when you look at Jesse Smollett and how he is having all the charges dropped when he's admitted to all this stuff. Okay, yeah, he got all the charges dropped. Does it mean he's innocent? Does it mean that he never did what they claim happened? I believe it. There's nothing you're going to tell me that said he didn't do what happened. I know he did what happened. There's lots of evidence to back it up. But, you know, when you have friends in high places, when you have people that are close ties to Obama, you know, guess what? You can get what you want if you got the money and you got the resources. It's called black privilege. You know, since I'm still waiting for my white privilege, you know, because I'm white. Where's all my free benefits? Where's all my free stuff? Where's all my, you know? I mean, this is how bad the Democrats are getting because they're losing so many black people. Now Elizabeth Warren is bringing up the debate on whether they should have repercussions for blacks. Like, since my ancestry were slaves, where's my repercussions? As many of you don't, many of you probably don't know, my ancestry were Pennsylvania coal miners. If you ever get a chance, and I urge all of you to watch, and if you haven't seen it, watch the movie with Sean Connery, The Molly Maguires, the Molly Maguire movie. It was filmed behind my dad's childhood home in Pennsylvania, up in Scranton and Wolfsbury. And you think slaves had it bad. You have no idea. When they walked out of those coal mines, the only thing you could see was the white of their eyes. They were the coal mining industry owned them. You got currency that was only good at a coal company store that they owned. They knew exactly how much you had. They knew how to manipulate the books so that they can keep you in debt and poverty. That's why a lot of those inspectors of the coal mines that were inspecting the cars to see how much coal you had in there were found beaten and killed. And the Molly Maguires, there was a group called the High Burdens that was trying to get rights for the miners, like a union. And they were legal, but in that group was a group of miners called the High Burdens, called the Molly Maguires. And it was an Irishman that infiltrated that Molly Maguires group that got them disbanded. And now those guys that were hung, they did, pray like heroes, they've been exonerated. My ancestry went through hell in those coal mines. You want to know why those bars were so full? It's unfathomable what they went through. Not saying that blacks didn't have anything bad happen to them. I'm not saying that. But if you're going to say that this guy in Chicago deserves millions because of his black ancestry, were slaves, then what about my ancestry? What about Native American? Where does it end? Where does it end? It's just one of those. But they want these black people to buy it. Because if they buy this, hey, they just want your vote. They don't care. I mean, look at how great Detroit is. Look at how great South Chicago is. You know, it's great. I mean, that's all black Democrat policies. Like those blacks are saying, good old South Chicago, show me a white Tea Party Republican within 50 miles of this place. You won't find one. You can't blame it on, you know, that's why the news is bullcrap. That's why when they try to blame everything on Republicans, I live in an area where there are no Republicans. There are no Tea Parties. A white person wouldn't come within 50 miles of this place. Oh, but they're responsible for it. That's just what we live in. These kids are so uneducated. They don't know anything. You know, and for years, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert is where they got their news. Like, that's not biased at all. Mm-mm. No siree. I mean, I never thought I would see a day that kids can't read analog clocks. Are you kidding me? But then most kids can't learn cursive. Why? Because we can type the Constitution out ourselves. And we can have it say whatever we want to, because if you have an original copy, they don't know what it says. They can't read it. They won't know if it's not exactly what it says. So they can put liberal things in there. Because like my wife, my producer, she said this. She goes, you know, when I went to school, I learned history. I learned government. I learned all this, but I couldn't tell you what any of my teachers' political views. I couldn't. Now I know what some of them believe because I'm friends with them. But a lot of people, I couldn't. You know, I have a guy that calls into the show regularly from New York. And he's like, I've lived the other side. I don't know why people in New York want this social everything free crap, this socialism. Oh, we need to have like a minimum wage of like $15 an hour. But you know, but then you have someone like Donald J. Trump that comes in and says, you know, so what you're telling me with this abortion bill is once the baby's born, you'll be able to kill the baby. Oh, no, that's fear-mongering. And Hillary Clinton's calling it Republican fear-mongering. Then when a reporter asks, well, will this bill essentially allow you to kill a newborn baby? Well, that's essentially what it's going to do. You know, because you have people like Alyssa Milano now that's calling for the boycotting of Georgia because if you have a heartbeat, you can't kill the baby. There are states where they're trying to make it illegal because there are people that, oh, if my baby's Down syndrome, kill it. They don't want it. Makes you sick. But I never thought I'd see a country where, okay, let's rip the baby out of the mom and then kill it. You know how much it costs to adopt? You know, people just want to kill babies left and right, but oh, after fees and everything, here's $40,000. My cat's in the studio. What's up? But anyways, you know, it's sad, you know. It should cost no more to adopt a kid than it does to abort one. It's crazy because all these Democrats, I mean, I thought it was bad when a baby could survive if it was born and live that they would want to abort it. But now, after it comes out, they can say, oh, yeah, I want it killed. Yeah, I just put a paper bag over it, whatever, just plastic bag. I don't care. Just suffocating. Who cares? Life is meaningless. You know, why don't we make the voting age like 6 months? Then maybe, or newborns, and then maybe the Democrats won't want to kill babies. You know, because Russia's colluded. Trump and Russia are colluding. That's bad, but millions of illegals voting? Well, that's fine. Illegal immigrants are fun. We want them to vote. We want illegals to be involved in rigging the election to help Democrats win, but not Russians. No, they're bad. Not that there's any proof of it. Not that there's any proof, folks, you know. But this is, I'm going to get into this because this is pretty amazing. And then I'll get into things that I've seen because I talked to my doctor and, you know, I've seen many, many doctors. So, there was a drug that was created in Dublin that cures Parkinson's disease in mice and gets the backing of Michael J. Fox. And I think it's awesome that they might be able to cure Parkinson's disease and stuff like that. I think, you know, it's in its infancy stages. You know, now that it's being able to do this, they're going to have to do more trials and stuff before, but it's showing good promise. But like my doctor will tell you, he sometimes thinks that that there might be cures for a lot of things, right? Like, well, if they don't bring out cures to STDs, because if they did, then who would use a condom? If you could cure every STD, why would anyone use a condom? You just have like massive amounts of pregnancy, because most people just use condoms, not for pregnancy, but for, you know, STD prevention, you know, that thing. You know, it's basically it's not to prevent pregnancy, it's to prevent STDs. So my point being is because there's no money there's no profit in a cure. So why would they want a cure? Why would they want to cure, you know? And I think there are some people that really try to do legitimate research. But it's one of those things. Is that, you know, it's just crazy. Wow. Okay. It's just one of those things that to be someone like me, you have to be educated. You have to know your facts. You have to know the bull crap. And that's what this world is. You have too many idiots that don't know what the hell they're talking about when they're like, oh, well, I think we should just pull a baby out and kill it. Oh, that's fear-mongering by the left. No, that's fear-mongering by the right. That's what Hillary said. But when they ask, oh, so when you pull out a baby, you can kill it. Yes, that's essentially what we're saying. That's the problem. You have all these kids that believe whatever they're told. They don't do research. They're out there cheering that we need to have, how dare you ban someone from coming into this country? How dare you? Oh, so you're against vetting? Yes. Well, don't you want to make sure that people coming into your house, if we're going to have a party, are safe? Sure you do. But wait a minute here. You're vetting people coming into your house. Well, duh. Well, don't you want to do the same thing to America? Yeah. Well, then that's what we're doing. We're making sure that only safe people come into America. That's the world we live in. There's these brainwashed idiot kids that grow up that don't know anything. You know, at least when I grew up, there was no such thing as, we never wore political anything in the school. You didn't know what your teachers believed. They didn't shove agendas down your throat. We're going to watch Bill Clinton's State of the Union address. This is what he's doing. This is why he's doing it here. It wasn't about what he said. I couldn't even tell you what he said. I couldn't remember, but I knew why he did the things he did, because that's what I was taught. That's what I was taught. This is why he's doing it. This is what he's doing while he's doing it. I mean, just like cannabis in this country. I've been a huge cannabis supporter my whole life. I still remember, and I've said this many times, in 93 we went to some like don't do drugs thing, some like we have a place. I'm like, they had a big joint on the wall. My boy's like, is that real? And she goes, no, dang. And I, you know, and they're having to try to slowly curve the legalization of it because, well, actually, since 1974, the government has known it's shrunk tumors. They've known that. But they won't. But since they said it's so dangerous and so deadly and so bad, they gotta like kind of pull back. Because we said it was so dangerous. We said one joint was equivalent to smoking like 1,000 cigarettes. Well, here's the problem. They're finding out that hey, nation, you know, look at Colorado. All this lies that they said. No, CBD is now going to be selling CBD oil. CVS Pharmacy is now going to be selling CBD oil. Yeah, there's more than just THC in cannabis. CBD is one of the most beneficial compounds. It shrinks tumors. It helps with pain. It helps with inflammation. It's just one of those things, you know, because I am educated. I do this. I know what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, that's why I love, that's what I do, because people do have a right to an opinion. People do have the right to think that someone doesn't know what they're talking about. But when you do the facts.
And they have a choice. They don't have to listen. They don't need to make rude comments.
Yeah, they don't.
They can get blocked really
quick.
I know how to do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, so many people in this world think that there's a notion that you have two choices. You know, no, you have many choices. Yeah, you can the two basic ones are on and off. Because I know people, I can't believe that's going on, and they'll watch something that they don't like, or they'll listen, or whatever the case may be. And it's just one of those things that it just fascinates me when someone will bitch about a TV show that they watched. Well, if you didn't like it and didn't agree with it, why did you watch it? You know? I mean, it's like, I get into it all the time with people that, oh, cannabis is so dangerous. I'm like, well, why isn't there no problems in Colorado? Why isn't there no problems in Washington State and Oregon? Why are there no problems with this? Why is it beneficial? I think it could have saved my brother's life. He wasn't supportive of it, but CVS is now selling it. And it's going to get to the point that people start growing it and making it like they can. I mean, it's, okay, jean prices, bye-bye. Why would you spend $200 for a pair of jeans when you can get hemp fabric for, like, pennies? I mean, and this was the, let me see what this is on my Twitter feed. This is, where was this? Let me look this up really quick. This is the, where I retweeted this from, okay, let me see here. This is from the Marijuana News. Portland, $6 an eighth of an ounce are the future of cannabis. Are they? Legal pot would make it be so cheap to where you could buy like a pound for like $10. More than you could ever eat. I mean, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be to where they could give it away like packs of ketchup at a burger joint. Seriously, it's going to be, it's, I mean, now that you can buy CBD flower almost anywhere, CBD flower prices are going to start plummeting now that people are starting to produce it. And I think it could be a real problem because the floor is going to be down on it because, hey, if it's legal and people can start producing it, mass producing it, and okay, yeah, we're going to, we believe by next year we're going to get about 5 million pounds just from us alone, you know. You're going to be able to get more, okay, for $50, I'll be able to get more weed than I can smoke in a year, but cha-ching, helps my pain, helps my spasms, helps my myopathy, helps all my muscle issues. Yes, sir, I'll take it. I mean, it's one of those things that I think people are starting to be very educated when it comes to cannabis. You know, because I still know so many people that, like, they can see a guy drink a fifth of vodka and they won't care. But he smokes a joint, and how dare he do that? How dare, that's dangerous. Oh, but that guy drinking a whole fifth of vodka by himself. You know, I've been using CBD products for a very long time, since like 2013. You know, because, actually way before that, because they found out that they can, if they put the CBD oil into a oil, they can actually use it as a byproduct. It can pass as a food additive, and it can be used. And because of the 2014 and now 2018 farm bills, you can get the flowers and stuff, and it's amazing. It helps a bunch. And when you have a disability placard and you have a myopathy and you have issues, you'll try anything. Okay, let me see here. On this website, it says here, if you take donkey doo-doo and you mix it with green salt, I'll have to find out what green salt is, and some black oil, whatever black oil is, and pomegranate juice, and you'll try anything for relief, you know. And when you start looking, wow, they used to manufacture pharmaceuticals. Companies used to manufacture this stuff. And actually, I need to get back in touch with him because I want to get Irvin Rosenfeld on my program. I just need to get time to get a hold of him. And he is a federal medical marijuana patient since 1982. Look up the book My Medicine by Irvin Rosenfeld. I got a copy signed. You'll scream when you find out that since 1976, there's been a guy that's been getting medical cannabis. And since 1982, when Ronald Reagan said, just say no, Irvin Rosenfeld was getting 300 marijuana-rolled cigarettes grown at the University of Mississippi, rolled in the cigarette form, put in a tin and freeze-dried, and he's been getting it since 1982. Every month, that many cigarettes paid for by your tax dollars, but it's dangerous for us. And it's going to be, the CBD oil is going to be such a massive influx that you're going to, now it's going to be like, everyone's going to be producing it, everyone's going to be getting flowers, and, you know, there's going to be tons of competition. Because I've looked at possibly being a bud tender or something like that, and in Indiana, I could actually open up a flower shop and sell different varieties, and I've thought about possibly maybe doing that. You know, having like maybe like a continuing care shop where we have like, okay, a guy that does massages, a guy that does acupuncture, we have a chiropractor, and all that stuff. You know, and so wellness products like cannabis and other things. You know, essential oils are amazing. They can do wonders. It's a lot of things that they used to do back in the day that now we're starting to rediscover. I mean, a lot of people look at, like, Oak Islands, look at all the trenches and stuff and all these, like, booby traps to the money pit. How did they build all that, you know? Look at the pyramids. How did they do that? Well, a lot of people like me believe there's some things that they figured out that have been lost. Some technologies, you know, with levers and pulleys and stuff that would make it 25 times easier to do stuff, but we've lost that technology somewhere along the lines. You know? I mean, oregano oil has been shown to shrink tumors. And since it is not psychoactive, they're studying it. But there's evidence that they've studied cannabis for a very long time, trying to demonize it, and they've had to kind of shove it, just like tobacco, when they tried to make it out to be something great, and they were getting, no, it keeps coming up as being cancerous, but we got to shove it to the wayside. You know, all this stuff with cannabis, I bet you if you really look into it heavily and do a lot of investigating, they've known probably back since, well, they've known for a long time it's beneficial, but where they've actually tried to study it to shove the demonized people, okay, you don't think it's bad, here's the data that proves it. And they've covered up all the good data because, you know, because they want to have funding for these drug enforcement agencies and all this stuff. I got about a couple minutes left, and then I'm going to get into some Premier League action and news and stuff. The international break is coming to an end, and I want to get into this because this affects America too, because 55% of Britain's poll believe that the government is trying to stop Brexit and Britain leaving the UN. Isn't that interesting? At least 55% of the Brits believe that the government, so the will of the people want the Brexit to happen and to leave the EU. The Parliament, they believe, does not want that to happen. Isn't that interesting? Because didn't Obamacare have that same effect where a chunk of the people didn't want it, but the government still shoved it down their throats? You know, it's going to be interesting when they leave, when the Brexit happens, what happens? You know, how are they going to deal with people that live in another, that work in another country in Europe? How are they going to handle the pay and all that stuff? It's going to be interesting to see how this all works out and what Theresa May, you know, because the Britain people want this. And she's trying to do the will of the people, but the Parliament does not want the Brexit to go through. And I think you should, as the will of the people, have a say. You know, if you want something, you should be able to have it. But America is known for not listening to the will of the people. Because, as you know, said that 90% of Americans would never support a national bank. So we have a Federal Reserve. We're not going to ever have, Americans are not going to support a socialized medicine. So let's get Obamacare so it can fail. And then we can put in what sounds like a million-dollar dream, single-payer health care. They wouldn't support it before, but after Obamacare, it's going to look like the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, how can we sneak stuff in here so that the American people will buy it? Got about 13 minutes left in the program, just a little over 13 minutes, and I want to thank you all around the world so much for tuning in. And to my listeners now in Brazil, I do have Brazil listeners. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If I spoke in Spanish, I would speak it, but I don't. So, but a lot of people in Brazil do speak English. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into now in the last about 13 minutes some Premier League news and highlights and what's going on. As many of you heard, Louis van Gaal came out against Manchester United and said that boring old, he was slamming Solskjaer. Now, 1% of it, I do agree with the way he feels the club is being run, because he feels like it's being run like a business. Hey, as long as we're in top four, hey, we're still in Champions League, we may not be in contention for titles, but who cares? We're going to make money, yada, yada. Why spend money? Why spend money? And, you know, that there are club, you know, they're a club about profit. When you have the Glazers, they're all about money. They're not about, you know, let's be cutthroat. Let's get rid of the deadwood we need to get rid of, and let's bring in the great players we need to get in here so we can contend for Premier League titles and Champions League titles. Because look at how good Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has turned that club around with a lot of the deadwood of Jose Mourinho. We had one good thing when Marlon Fellaini left. We don't play long ball football at Manchester United, and he's gone. Thank goodness for that. But the way he bashed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, that he's no different than Mourinho. They're winning, but that's about as far as it goes. I mean, they're playing boring. No, when I was watching Louis van Gaal, and a little bit of a lot of when it was Jose Mourinho, I'd go to the bathroom. I didn't care. Now I'm afraid to leave the match because something's going to happen. And we're possibly going to score. We're going to do some things. But the problem we have, De Gea's contract is coming up. And Herrera's contract is coming up. We shouldn't let these contracts expire to where they can just leave. They should have been signed a long time ago. And Herrera is a great, great player. But when you have Alexis Sanchez coming into the thing and he's making 400 plus thousand pounds a week, guess what? Look what he does for the club, and he's making that. Okay, I'm the best goalie potentially in the world. I want more money. And if they're not going to give him the money, he'll walk. And justly so. He should walk. De Gea should go. If he's giving all this money to the club, he's doing all this for the club, and he's making less than Sanchez that isn't doing anything. Granted, I was excited when we got him from Arsenal. I was excited. I was ecstatic. I'm like, yes. And then when he left the Gunners and he came here, he hasn't done anything. He's been a waste of space. I wish I could know the full in-depth of his contract. He's not playing where he should be playing. We need to get it to where Alexis Sanchez, you know, is junk. And we need to sit there and buy him out of his contract, whatever it takes. Get rid of him. Because he's killing United because, hey, he is not doing anything, and look at what he's paid. And I'm dominating on the pitch, and I'm playing every game, and I'm scoring goals. Where is my pay? My pay isn't nowhere near what his is. And he's not even... He should be in the reserves. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, Van Gaal's right to his opinion. I get that. But the way he trash-talked a guy that's turned this club around, I could not have seen Jose Mourinho doing this. Now, I will give Oligan Solskjaer this. I mean, he's not perfect. He's going to make mistakes. He's a young manager. And something just tells me that when it comes time, Pochettino is going to be announced. I just have the inkling. Should Ole Gunnar Solskjaer get the job? Yes, he should. He's a Manchester United legend. He knows what he's doing. He's developing youth. He's playing the youth. He won the Champions League against Bayern Munich for United. He knows what he's doing. Should he get the job? Yes. But I just have a feeling to say, well, you know, Pochettino is more experienced. He's been a manager longer. You know, yada, whatever the case. I just have that inkling suspicion that that's going to happen. Should Solskjaer have that job? Yes. And rightly, he deserves it for what he's done for this club. He deserves the job as manager, and he deserves money. He needs players. You know, we don't need to be getting Jerome Boateng and Tony Alderweireld. No. We need to get Sancho. We need to get some great players in here. Verratti. We need a central defensive midfielder for sure. We need to get, not only do we need a striker. We need some good central defensive midfielders. We need a striker. We need some meat in that club so if someone gets hurt, someone can come in. And we need to get some 24 and 25-year-old players that are somewhat developed but can still improve. I'm tired of getting these people that are 2 years from their career being over that, okay, Barcelona doesn't want them. Well, if Barcelona's getting rid of them, then they're on their way out and they're not performing nowhere near to what they used to. So, no, I don't want that. I don't want Real Madrid and Barcelona leftovers. So it's one of those things. You know, it's one of those things that it's crazy because I really do believe that with Solskjaer, he is the right man. Now, are they going to, I mean, if we're not going to spend any money and not get anybody good, not do anything, and we're screwed, and, you know, if they're, well, look at what he did with the players that we had from Lino, huh? We don't need to spend any money. You know, let's get rid of one player. Let's get a mediocre player in here. What the heck? We don't need to spend money. We need to conserve money. Then we can move forward. Then we can say, hey, you know, if he's going to spend money and say, okay, yeah, we're going to spend $250,000. We're going to get you some great players. We're going to do some stuff. We're going to get out some of the dead wood that should have been gone and bring in some great players. Then, okay, then we're going somewhere. Then we can say, okay, you know, this is going to be, it's still exciting time at United. I will say that. I will say it's a great time at United. It's still exciting, but, you know, I mean, if they think that, oh, if we get Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, we're not going to have to spend money. Where if we got Zidane or Pochettino, they might demand, this is how much I want to spend. This is who you're going to get me. They want to come to United. And I think some of these players that have made interest about coming to United are coming to United because of Solskjaer and what he's done and the style of football we're playing. It's not this Van Gaal style where you kick the ball back and forth and, you know, and so it's just one of those things that, yeah, and it's just one of those things. I've been reading some of the comments that people have posted and stuff, you know, and it's just kind of interesting because I'm on my blog talk page, you know, doing stuff and checking things out, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and it's an exciting time for football because, you know, I mean, we have a definite chance at third place, and I don't think we would even consider that. I mean, we figured we'd be out with PSG, And because the goal differential, bang, we beat PSG. This is all bonus in the Champions League. And it's just exciting. And I hope if I hate to say it, but I just have a feeling that they're going to announce Pochettino, that he wants to come. And not nothing against Pochettino, not that I wouldn't want him, but, I mean, what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has done, unless they told him straight up, you know, we don't. If you win the Champions League and the Premier League, yeah, no, we're looking for the next manager at Manchester United. You're just an interim temporary. They basically came out flat out from the very beginning that he is just a temporary interim person, no ifs, ands, or buts. Then, okay, then you have that right. You know, to say, okay, well, they took Pochettino because if you really look, he was never going to be offered the job and he was told that from day one, then okay. But if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was told, hey, you know, if you keep it up and you dominate, then maybe we should consider you. It's just one of those things we'll have to wait and see, because I just have the inkling suspicion that Pochettino will never, you know, would he'd be a great fit at United, don't get me wrong, you know, so. But Solskjaer deserves a job, I'm just saying. And I think, you know, if we get Sancho and we get some of these players in, I'm just leery about, because no matter who we get in as manager, I just don't think, I wonder, okay, we need to spend money. I mean, everyone was like, oh, wow, we re-signed Anthony Martial, like, okay, we shouldn't be cheering on in the January transfer window that we signed Anthony Martial. We shouldn't be cheering that on. That should have been a given. Who did we add to the club? Nobody. But that's just kind of where the cookie crumbles. I mean, I'm just afraid that no matter who we get as manager, it's going to be summer where, okay, here we are watching United stand for the transfer dailies and okay, well, it's only June. Well, it's only July. And then before you know it, 90 seconds left. Okay, we didn't sign anybody. So we'll have to see. But, yeah. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. And if you disagree with me, you should. I'm not going to blow smoke up people's asses and think that everything I say is 100% exactly what it should be. But, you know, but with 60 seconds left, I try to get my facts and my ducks in a row so that, okay, when I say this, I can back it up. If I can't back it up, like these kids that think everything should be free and they can't back up how they're going to pay for it, then, you know, then they need to learn and get educated, you know. It's just one of those things, you know. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in for wherever you are around the world, whether it's Russia, Brazil, Africa, France, England, Germany, it's all good. Remember, folks, you might be having a government trying to run your life. Stand up for yourselves. Stand up for the rights where you still have them. And never be afraid or apologize for being patriotic. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each. Well, my producer, anyways. God bless you all and good night. Bye bye.